Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Robots Radio presents
The Cyberbuck Lorecast.
Welcome to the Cyberpunk Lorecast, where style is just as important as substance. Welcome to the podcast where we explore the lore, news, and gameplay of the cyberpunk games and other dystopian worlds. I'm your host, Robots.
So with a take two, we actually, the royal we, remembers to unmute the rest of the chat. Welcome to the Cyberpunk Lorecast. This is a professional podcast done by a professional podcaster who has made more than 300 episodes of other podcasts and remembers to hit buttons sometimes. I'm your host, Tom Moore Robots, and we have a wacky crew today. Our patrons are here, and we're up to no good. And then I've also got Logan here. Hello, Captain Logan, Cyber Logan, welcome to the show.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for joining. It's good to be here again. Hey, stay hydrated out there. It's kind of warm. Okay.
Do the drink thing. Drink the water.
Drink the thing that makes you live.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Add more liquid to your diet.
How you doing, Tom? I'm glad that we're here with our patrons today.
Yes, I'm very excited. We had a good amount of debate about what to talk about, but I think we've landed on talking about the endings. And our opinions of the endings, which endings we preferred, which ones we think are the good endings, which ones might be canon, if there's going to be canon, all of that kind of stuff. And with us today, we have three of our patrons. I'm going to start with Lena. Welcome to the show. How's it going?
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here again.
Four patrons. We have four patrons. Numbers don't work either. I can't hit buttons. I can't count.
It's a weird day today, guys.
It's a weird day. I think somebody must have put something in my drink.
It's night where you're at. It's not day anymore.
Well, it's a day can mean a 24-hour cycle, or it can mean the portion of the 24-hour cycle where the sun is over top of the area of the earth that you're currently on.
I prefer the latter.
So that's Toasty. You can hear Toasty there. Toasty is going to argue with me about everything because that's just how Toasty is. Welcome, Toasty. How you doing? Peace, double peace signs.
I feel like we just like, okay, did Lena, did you get the intro that you wanted there? You know, it's fine. You can take.
I'm fine, Tulsi. Please go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, she spelled that one with a Y also. And we also have J-Ray. J-Ray's here. Jay, what's up, dude?
I'm playing Cyberpunk. No. No, I okay, do that Logan. Thing Logan does. I drive around, look for a red dot, and just John Wick the hell out of them.
Check. I'm not playing today.
Besides that, not much. Work is going all right. I still haven't gotten around to jumping in on the Cyberpunk Red games yet, which I'm working on, but we'll get there eventually.
Nice. And then we also have Kather. What's up? Welcome back.
Hi.
How's it going?
Fine now. Actually, I go to the hospital earlier this week.
Oh no, are you okay?
Yeah, I just have bronchitis that should be clearing up now.
Oh, that's
almost
a bummer.
Turned into pneumonia, but I thought I was having a heart attack, so I just to the emergency room.
You know, that's one of the best things that can possibly happen is when you think you're having a heart attack and then you have to go check it out, get checked out, and they're like,
best money
no,
I've ever spent.
You're 100%
fine. Walking out of there thinking like, oh, I'm not having a heart attack, just bronchitis, but the medicine just destroying my stomach though to clear it off.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, that's man. Rough. That's rough. I'm sorry.
So if I duck out, I'm going to throw up.
So I, personal story real quick at the beginning of this, a few years ago, I was about to get on a plane. I was driving to the airport for like a business trip and I had been having these weird chest pains. And I think it turned out it was probably just stress or something, but it was severe enough that I was like, I don't think I should be stuck on a plane for 4 hours if I'm going to have a heart attack. That's probably a bad idea. So I pulled off, went to the emergency room. And I was like, hey, I'm having these weird chest pains. Just figure I should get it checked out. So I didn't go on my business trip, but I had to tell my coworkers, so I couldn't make it. I was having a heart attack. But it turns, they checked me out and they're like, actually, your heart's in really great condition. And I was like, cool.
Same here. Right. Like,
awesome.
I wasn't on a plane, but I was going over a bridge in traffic, and all I thought was, my chest is hurting. If this is a heart attack, I am screwed.
Yeah, right.
I need to go as soon as we got home. Like, hey, can we go to the emergency room? Went there, they did like the EKG, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Heart sounds good.
I mean, it's expensive, blood. But at least you know, like, hey, my cardiovascular system is top notch.
Yeah.
I'm going to be okay.
They did the blood test to make sure I had a heart attack. But when they did the x-ray, they found bronchitis.
Well, that's a bummer. Well, hey, you know what? It's time to talk about Cyberpunk, so that should make you feel better.
I want robot lungs.
Robot lungs. That's going to be your augment. Okay, real quick. If you could add one cyber augment, what would it be? Robot lungs?
Or heart.
Or heart.
Hmm.
Go. Right off top of your
eyes.
Head. Eyes.
Cyber eyes.
Cyber eyes.
Yeah, Kuroshi optics.
Ooh, definitely. All right.
Yeah.
Lena, Toasty, the Y.
Mantis blades.
Oh,
just, you know, casual stuff. Casual stuff.
Can you imagine if you like were a gardener and you had mantis blades?
Just Edward Scissorhandsing it up out there. Oh my
god, you could just trim the hedges so fast. You'd be like, they'd be like, how much extra to do the hedges and the bushes? You'd be like, $5. Really, that cheap? Yeah, look, no problem. Done. Give me $5. Peace.
What if you went to like a scrap yard and you were just cutting doors off of cars? That's what I would test.
Actually,
I would want the Wolvers to do that.
The Wolvers. You know what I want to see? I've been watching a lot of Forge and Fire. I've talked about this before. I want to see a Forge and Fire where they make their own mantis blades.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're going to do that because they don't really do any
they do some fantasy stuff a little bit.
They do a lot for like one season, like all the weapons they pick from like this mobile app.
Huh, that's interesting. Toasty, what cyber augment would you add?
Probably cyber legs, because my knees are absolutely screwed, and it's better to just replace them at this point.
Mm-hmm. So if
and I go full bore,
be a super jumpy boy. Fallout 76, where they like jump everywhere with the kangaroo thing.
Right. All right. Pick your team for basketball. Toasty's on my team.
Now, Logan, would you pick like the full bore guys or just regular, just two eyeballs?
Are we talking like a visor or like full on like maelstrom? Bore.
The full maelstrom. Would you get that, or are you going to get like just a visor, two eyes?
No, every time I think about this, I always go to Ghost in the Shell, and I always want to do like Batou's eyes, because Batou has like the straight implants, and I would want something that is like clear, like I can see you, Mr. Invisible Guy, but not like full. I don't know if I'd be able to go full maelstrom. I'd have to have a long talk with a psychiatrist about my own personal issues before I go that far.
Yeah, that's pretty far. That's like the people who like cut off their own noses for like, you know, facial, you know, like they tattoo their whole faces and then cut their noses off and stuff in order, like,
yeah, or they get the little under skin implants. Mm-hmm. So they have,
yeah, there's something else psychologically going
there
on.
There is a guy that got like this
stuff.
USB, like the finger, the IFR, maybe I think what it's called, but he can like control his stuff in his house with the stuff that's like implanted in his fingers and stuff, like access his bank account
or magnets under the skin. Some people do that,
yeah,
that's crazy.
And what I will say, the one thing that I have seen that would be really cool in concept is electronic tattoos, where it's a reactive ink that you can actually program.
Yeah,
that's the kind of stuff that I think we should be investing
seen
that, in.
But I have seen the like blue light or whatever, the black light, like you can put a light over it and the tattoo only shows that way.
Hey, this is one where the tattoo actually changes shape over time. and you can program it to make it look what it wants.
I got another question. Do you guys want to just talk about cyber augments the whole time instead of endings?
I don't know.
Let's do endings.
Okay, we could do endings. One more cyber augment thing I wanted to know. Have you seen The Expanse?
No.
There's a guy in one of the seasons who clearly has augments inside his eye, and it's really subtle, but you can see it focusing and turning. It's pretty cool. It's like a really subtle effect. Watch The Expanse. This is a freaking amazing show, by the way. Let's talk, dude. You absolutely have to. You must do it. You have to do it now.
Tom. I'll do it.
I demand it.
I gotta watch The Witcher.
Not my dad.
Well, I've seen The Witcher. You've seen The Witcher. I've seen The Witcher.
I have not seen The Witcher.
You gotta go watch The Witcher, but then watch The Expanse after that.
Witcher's easy.
Go watch
Witcher's
quick. All right, so let's talk about endings. All right, endings time. Talk about endings. Who wants to start? What endings? How about this question to begin with? What was the first ending you got, and did you like it?
I want Logan to start.
I went with the ending that took me down the Pan Am path first. I went with the Elder Kaldos first because I wanted to. Actually, no, I take that back. That was my second one. Oh, God, what was my first one? No, my first one is when I went with Arasaka. That's right, because I thought that was the right thing to do, because I thought I don't want to involve Pan Am, because I don't want her and the Elder Kaldos to get killed during the attack. I don't want to involve Rogue, because she's already in over head and doesn't need to be involved any further with Johnny if she doesn't have to. So I thought working with Arasaka was the better approach to trying to get in, and then maybe I can try and get out my own way, not realizing that it was like, no, if you go in with Arasaka, like, you go hard in. But I did get that spaceship recovery scene, which that scene is probably one of the few cool moments I've ever had in a video game, where I started to feel like, okay, I know what they want me to do. They want me to get mad, but I'm not going to get mad. And I want to see how long it goes. And I got got real frustrated after like a half hour of doing the stupid cube puzzle thing. But yeah, that was my first one. I won't talk about any other ones just yet. So who's next?
I've talked about mine before. I just want to throw it out there.
Aether's raising his hand. So
I just want to throw mine out there because it's really short. I thought the only way to stop them was suicide. So I killed myself.
I remember that. Suicide? I remember you talking about that.
Yeah. I legitimately considered it. I sat there and thought about it. When you get to that point where they're like, oh, or you could just kill yourself. And I was like, no matter what I choose to go forward is going to be bad. I think the only way to keep Arasaka from doing anything terrible is to just kill myself. And then everyone got mad at me. And I was like, okay, clearly that was not the right ending. So reload, try this again. Kather, what'd you get?
I did the suicide because it popped up and I'm like, I didn't. Well, one, because I thought that, but also I'm like, there's no way they'd give me this option. If they didn't, it wasn't like going to be something deep and meaningful behind it. They're not going to just have you shoot yourself in the head. There has to be some deeper meaning behind this.
I thought so too. I was like, either they're not going to let you go through with it, like something's going to happen to stop you, or you're going to go through with it and it's going to have results that you didn't necessarily expect. Well, guess what?
Yeah, like,
It had the exact results that you would expect from killing yourself.
Yeah, but then
everyone just gets pissed off and everything's sad.
I went right through and after that, and I'm like, I did the one where you become. I went with Rogue, and I did the option of, and when I did it, I went through and I took my body back, but since Johnny's taken over, like, I just felt like at that ending, it gives you like the best ending for like. Shows you the best of Johnny, because it's like, take your body back. But yet, since V left the body, V now knows, at least in my play, it seemed like V knew more stuff because she's been out of her body. She's like AI or whatever, like, kind of rogue is. My V, when I came back, I felt like she should be more different. That's like that's why she took over as rogue, because she's seen some stuff. So that's why she's able to take over, be different. Because my regular V, I don't think could have taken over as Rogue. She was too like corporate. I think you have to be more of a like people won't trust the corpos being taken over for Rogue's spot. But I
feel
like
Knee would have
changed. Huh?
I don't think it makes a difference.
It does not.
Yeah.
What do you mean difference? What?
Like your life path.
Oh no, I know that, but in my head, my
oh, I see your headcanon for what, why things happen.
Yeah, my character. But now that my V's come out, she's different now. Which she, it sounded, at least to me, when she was talking to Johnny and stuff, she felt different. Like she's enlightened or something like that. Because she's been technically out of her body, she's different now. She realizes that even if she goes back, she's technically not regular human.
Right.
She's a construct, like right. Johnny was, just right. taking her body, and that's what I actually like that ending a lot, because then V taking over and stuff, going to do that job so she can fix herself by going to the casino, like, and stuff for Blue Eyes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who else wants to go?
Yeah, that was my first ending.
Who else wants to go? First ending. Lena, do you remember your first ending? Jay.
I think my first ending was I opened the Cyberpunk wiki because I wasn't sure how it's called, and I think it's called the Devil, where, so isn't it basically what Logan had, where you go to Hanako to ask for help, and I don't know, like my first playthrough was kind of a mess because I ignored every side quest, and I think the other endings, you have to really engage in side quests to unlock it, to unlock all of the other endings. And so the Devil ending was the one which I had to do because there was no other option, maybe besides suicide. But even that, I didn't realize that was an option.
Right. Okay,
that's interesting. So did you go it alone, like when you're were you like fighting your way through the building, or were you working with Arasaka?
I think I was working with Arasaka because okay. I thought I could maybe like turn things around and maybe get some kind of revenge at the end, and I thought this would be an option after the whole mission. I was just like, okay, so I'm basically now friends with the enemy, so that's a problem.
Yeah. I had the same thing, because my second ending was that one, because I had a similar thought, and I ended up very much in the same place you did. And I was like, huh, all right, well, that didn't work out the way I thought it would.
A question about that ending, how it goes. Logan has a, not
Taro.
Yeah, that one.
Takamura?
Takamura. Mine was dead. He died. I didn't realize you can go back and save him.
You have to save him.
So if he's alive, do you kill the brother? Because I didn't even have the option of killing him.
Believe you don't. No. I think he refuses to go in the room with you, with the brother. You just have to go do it.
Yeah, because I know there's a trophy for helping him get revenge. So I didn't know if that meant you kill him.
I don't think his death or life impacts whether or not you can save Goro. I think you can save Goro regardless, but I know that you can save, use non-lethals against his brother in arms and stuff. I can't remember what his name is.
Yeah.
Oda, yes. Yeah. Oh, that's a solid pull right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you don't always realize is that you can use non-lethal weapons in order to defeat him without killing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really think I killed any of the bosses. I always used non-lethal. So
I used a sword, but it didn't kill them. I felt like every time that I went to go kill, like fight them, it just like, they would get to the point where you could decide to actually kill them by hitting them one more time.
And then
they were just unconscious normally.
Huh.
Yeah.
I noticed a lot of bugs when I was playing through, like I would kill people and it would show them as like unconscious, but it's like, I wasn't using non-lethals. So I don't know why they were still moving around on the floor. And it's how I got through all of my cyber psycho things.
Yeah, I had that too, because I thought I killed my first psycho, but when I finished it, the lady said, thank you for not killing any of them. And I remember cutting off someone's head. And I'm like,
surprise, that was only one of their heads.
I know, it's like
cyberhead.
They had a that was their cyber head. Their human head was somewhere else. That
square.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense when I had the same thing, and I it didn't and make any
to,
sense.
I'm about to go through and play my third person right now, and I gotta save Takamura this time.
I want to do that. Yeah. Turbo Toboggan saves Tanaka.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to change the name now. I'm going to make a whole new character, make him male.
I like that. Jay, what about you?
Favorite? I mean,
first ending. Which is your first ending?
Oh, Johnny. But when I played through my second time, I still did Johnny just because I love how, I don't know, poetic it is. You know, one of the longest running motifs in the game is, you know, infiltrating Arasaka, and it's a hell of fun every time you do it. So I don't know. And I also
was this like secret ending Johnny, or
yeah, there is the secret ending. Rogue. There is the secret ending, but the first playthrough.
You're right. This is the one with Rogue.
Yeah, the first the first ending. You probably didn't get the secret ending, right?
I thought that wasn't real.
No, it is real. There's the secret ending. Yeah,
that's the one where you just wait for like 5 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Where do you wait?
Was way slower.
Like whenever he tells you to pick away, like what you're gonna do, you just don't do anything and wait, and then eventually the secret ending thing will pop up.
Does it matter what ending you're picking on? Can it be on any of the endings?
You don't pick it. Like before, where it says like how are you gonna do this, or where you would pick Hanako or Pan Am. You pick
suicide. Okay, that's what you do. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do it there then. I'm going to have to do that at least once.
I can confirm that the 60% rating with the Johnny reputation is not enough to get you the option. I'm pretty sure it has to be 70%.
Okay, I'm going to figure out how to get
70%. Can you get above 70, though? I haven't heard anything about going above 70.
I mean, in general, what do you have to do to get all those points?
It's the right dialogue options with Johnny as you're progressing through. Like I'm pretty sure IGN has a guide on how to get that ending. You have to got to start from the beginning with Johnny. Like you got to pick the right things for him every single time. And I think there's a couple towards the end, like when you're going out to the junkyard, and you have that kind of heart to heart with him. I think that's like one of the big pivotal moments that decides like how much reputation it pushes you up into.
Yeah, 70 seems to be the max. It doesn't max out at like 100. 70 is max.
I have a question to everyone about the endings. To me, it kind of seemed like each ending went with like your backstory. Like if you were, or maybe not backstory is the right word, but like if you were a nomad picking Pan Am, if you were a street kid picking Rogue, and then a corpo would picking Kimiko, because at the end of it, Hanako. It always seemed like you went from the bottom of like the basic Digimon of like the rookie one of each of those, and by the end of it, you are a legendary.
Did you just make a Digimon reference?
I love Digimon.
He was about to say Pokemon, and then he decided amazing. To say Digimon.
Digimon's better because I could think rookie because they evolve, but if they go back down, they're still the same Digimon. They just digivolved.
Man, Turbo Toboggan is a Digimon fan. That's awesome.
I used to have the cards and everything. I used to have like the little Digimon tamers.
I feel like Turbo Toboggan should be the name of a character in a Digimon cartoon.
Yeah. But I was just thinking that feeling that because it just seemed, especially when I did the Rogue ending, because I did it with, I did it again with one of my street kids. It just felt so good with my street kid. The bottom of the street wrong to the most epic, most legendary character. That's what a street kid, in my opinion, would want, being the rogue.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like a very poetic sense of how these things like tie together.
And for the corpo, it's like you used to be a corpo, you went bottom of the rung, got out of corpo, then you're now in with the Arasakas, the most corpo thing in the cyberpunk world, except for Militech.
But yeah, I mean,
and it's debatable. Nomad, you get kicked out of your family, but at the end of it, you now back with a family, and if depending on you're like friends or in a relationship with the head of the family. So went from bottom to top, and it feels like each one of those is like could be like if it was just a straight no picking game. Mm-hmm. Like they actually like developed it that way. Like it was supposed to be like each character had their own ending, so you get multiple playthroughs. Like if you pick Nomad, you'd have to be stuck with the Nomad ending.
Right. I wonder. I doubt that they would have planned that out from the beginning, but I can see why. I mean, it makes sense that there are. It's like there's three different universes within this game. You begin in one of those life paths, which you're in one of those universes. There are characters that you get involved with, romantically even, that fit within one of those universes. There are certain quest lines that fit within each of those universes. And then there's an ending that coincides more with one of those universes than
the other. And there's even a romance option for each one of those.
For each one
think there's a corporal romance. Is there? There's only...
Meredith would have been.
That's why I think Meredith, but it's just a one night fling. So I wish they would have
the same. It's not to the same.
Why would need Goro?
Some of these other ones. Yeah,
I would love it. That's where I felt like Goro would be the perfect one, and stuff. Now, do you think Goro would be bisexual, or do you think he'd go with one or the other, or even if he's bisexual, do you think I don't remember what canon he is, because I know Carrie's bisexual in canon, but they made him.
Right.
So I didn't know if Goro, or they'd make him pick one. Because no offense, that Goro could be the perfect Liara. Both people can get him.
Mass Effect.
If they added it in a DLC, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, I don't know that we get much dialogue that really gives us in any sense of his.
Well, I didn't know if he was in the
inclination
earlier Red and stuff. Because I don't know all the Red lore.
I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
2020.
I'm pretty sure he's wholly from the game itself. I think Meredith and Goro would have been a great pairing for the options. I honestly feel like them making the choices to make certain canons canonically one way or the other really kind of, I honestly think it was a time limitation. I don't think it was because they didn't want to do it. I think they wanted to make everyone options for everyone. Because of time, they're like, we don't have the resources to be able to plan out the dialogue and stuff for everyone the being dialogue bisexual.
And then making all the like the scenes in it for both sexes.
Yeah, it's a lot. Before we go down too many other rabbit trails, did we get Toasty's first ending? I don't think we did yet. No, you're fine. That's a cool idea. Like, I'm very happy to go down these little rabbit trails, but I wanted to make sure that we didn't miss out on Toasty being able to share his. Toasty?
I believe I did the Pan Am ending because I knew it was the best one. Because
you did your research ahead of time? Wait.
No.
Pan Am's not your favorite. Wouldn't.
But I like the Nomads. The Nomads are sick.
Yeah, but wouldn't Judy be a little bit jealous?
But
no, Tom,
she doesn't have that. That's the best ending for Judy. So you picked that one. Judy stays with you.
Oh, you're right.
That's the best ending.
Guys can have perfectly platonic relationships with a woman.
Fine.
Without there being anything romantic. Hot take.
It was a stretch. I'm just trying to tease Toasty a little bit.
But Toasty, isn't that the best ending if you're romancing Judy? Because then she goes with you. She doesn't leave you.
Yeah, she leaves with, like, she goes. Yeah, she goes with you.
Because otherwise, she either leaves with you or she's just really, really sad.
If you do one of the endings where you stay in Night City, she is depressed. And then she leaves you because she doesn't want this life.
If you do the suicide, she's just... I don't want to say...
I believe she also commits suicide if you commit suicide.
I didn't know that she commits suicide.
If you romance her, maybe.
Yeah,
if you romance Judy, she's like... She basically hangs up the phone with like pretty crying. Much the heavy implication that she also is about to go commit suicide.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's like super bummed even if you're not romantically involved. Okay. All right. So we've talked about first endings and we clearly know which ending Toasty prefers as the best ending. Do we want to go to best endings or do we want to go to canonical endings? And I'm going to let you think about this while we go to the middle of the show so I can tell you guys how awesome you are for being patrons. And then when we come back, let me know what you think. So you're never going to guess who I think are totally awesome people. Logan, who do you think I think are totally awesome, badass human beings?
Well, it better be everyone that we're talking to, or we're going to have a really short show.
Oh, I was going to. Yeah. Those them. Yes. That's. Yeah. Yes. I was going to mention something else, but those guys. Yeah. These ones. Yeah. They're great. They're wonderful. Thank you guys for helping to support the show. You guys are amazing. So patrons, we really appreciate your support, and you guys are amazing. Everyone who signs up, all 18 of you, there's currently 18 of you. Holy crap. Thank you so much. And especially thank you to this group, our upgraded patrons who are able to join us every month on these shows. So Logan and I have so much fun just chatting with you guys and hanging out every month. And this is a super treat for us as well. So thank you for helping to support the show. If you're interested in doing this with us sometime, or even just checking out some of the other rewards, or if we've helped you get through your work day or your commute and just help make the world a little bit of a better place, and you want to toss something back to us, then go to patreon.com/cyberpunklorecast and check out all the different rewards you can get and sign up if you'd like to. And you guys, did I mention that you guys are the best? Did I say that already?
You did, but it's worth mentioning again.
Okay, here I go.
Feed my ego some more, please.
All of you are the most attractive, intelligent, successful human beings I personally have ever had the pleasure of knowing. So thank you very much.
Oh, Tom, stop. You're the best host.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Hey, I'm Pylon.
And I'm Doc.
And if you've ever played an Elder Scrolls game, you've probably used UESP.net to help you find information about a quest, dive deeper into lore, or really learn anything about the Elder Scrolls.
But did you know we have a podcast too? Every week we bring you the latest in Elder Scrolls news, dig deeper into topics surrounding the game, and have a ton of fun while doing it.
You can find us on your favorite podcatcher by searching the Unofficial Elder Scrolls Podcast. Can't wait to see you all there.
I've already proved that me being the best host is an absolute lie because I can't seem to get my buttons right. I can't talk half the time, but thank you. I appreciate the sentiment. All right. So did you guys do your thinking? What do you think? Should we talk best ending or should we talk which ending do you think should be canon?
My thought is that they go hand in hand.
Oh, all right. Let's start with J-Ray. Okay. And let me just preface this real quick.
I disagree.
I had a little bit of a conversation on Twitter earlier where somebody was like, it doesn't matter which ending's going to be canon because they don't have to pick canon because the DLC is not going to necessarily happen after the story. And it's like, and I was like, it doesn't matter. What matters is at some point, whether it's days or years from now, somebody's going to have to determine which is the canon ending because Cyberpunk's not just going to end. They're going to release more content, whether it's the tabletop RPG or video games or whatever, stories, comic books. At some point, they're going to have to pick a canon ending. So just to get that out there, I'm not saying, don't assume that I'm saying like DLC is coming. It's going to continue the story. We don't know yet, but at some point there's going to have to be canon ending. So J-Ray says the best and the canon one are the same. Canon
ending because it depends on the life path. Again, as I forget who said it, maybe it was Tosi, but like, choosing, say you're on a corporal life path, corporal ending is canon. Nomad life path, nomad ending.
But imagine
that was my twin who said that. That wasn't me.
we're just so light. Our names are interchangeable.
The same person.
I don't know. That's just the feeling I get from it, because I mean, it feels very laid out for it to be that way. So
what happens when Artel Saurian Games decides to release Cyberpunk 2132, which is making up a number, right?
I don't know why. I had that.
Let's say they do Cyberpunk
2021.
Hold on. Let's say they do Cyberpunk 2100, right? And it's another 33 years in the future, and other things have happened in Night City, and everyone's talking about, remember when Johnny Silverhand came back and V did this awesome thing? What are they going to be referring to? Because you have to have something. This isn't Elder Scrolls where you have like, oh, there was a dragon break and time itself broke and all the endings happened at the same time somehow. Like, that happens in the Elder Scrolls universe. This, I don't think that's going to happen in Cyberpunk. You got to pick one.
I don't know. They've had a couple nuclear bombs to try and reset things.
Yeah, but even then it's like that's an ending, right? Like, there's a bomb that goes off, things move on. So if you are Artel Saurian Games and you had to say, okay, this is the story that I'm going to be building off of for the new content, which story is it? Which V is it? Which ending is it?
Hosty.
Okay, I've been called out.
I think J-Ray's still like processing this too. I don't want to cut him off.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's going to be related. What if it's just not related?
But if there's just a reference to the things that happened in the past, they're going to have to pick something to refer to.
I kind of have a middle ground that kind of, at least I think it's middle ground. DLC, I don't think they should do any, really. But the canon ending is like when you go up into space and you get your mind taken out of your body. Mm-hmm. And it would go for straight, just no DLC. They should not do that, because you're going to make some people mad, some people happy. Just go to multiplayer, and the way multiplayer starts and the canonical ending is your VI gets put into a new body, so you have to start all over. You have all the thing, but your body has no implants, none of the upgrades. You just have the knowledge of you being V, and you can go multiplayer and start, or maybe that's New Game Plus. But that should be the canonical ending. Like the chip, so when they start a new game, V has to start over.
Okay.
But you have all the story of like, and no one technically knows that it was Johnny and V during the whole story, except for the people that were V's friend, like the regular, like,
sure,
Hubaloo, sure. Don't know it's Johnny. So
right. But even, just, but just from an external, from an external standpoint, let me clarify this a little bit more.
The Himiko.
From an external standpoint, not within the game universe itself, within future writers, like, even if it never gets revealed to the public, the companies working on these stories are going to have to know that something is canon.
I'm saying the Himiko one and stuff, like, they pick the Himiko one, and that's how they can keep V and everyone in it, because everyone's still alive, aren't they, in the Himiko one?
Hanako. Right?
So you think it's important that they keep Hanako? Yeah, Hanako. Do you think it's important that they keep everyone alive?
Well, that gives them more. They get, for a company standpoint, that they keep everyone alive, they have a lot more to go with.
Okay, so you're looking at it from like a utilitarian perspective. There's more characters for them to use and do other things with. So you think that would be a reason to go with that one, and that's a benefit moving forward.
Not my favorite one, but I just think that's, if you want to have more content for your game later on, okay, that's canonically how you're gonna go. Not the best canonically.
Got it. Okay. J-Ray?
What if it's just a legend of Johnny and V? Like,
and it's all just vague vagaries, like nobody's really sure how did it actually end up?
Kid who was infiltrated by Johnny Silverhand.
Right. Like, but then you still have the results of the things that they actually do, like Takamura either lives or doesn't. Certain people are involved. Wait, with
this for DLC we're talking about, or
no, this I'm talking about just the world in general, like the story as it exists, as anybody would know it moving forward. There has to be something canon, like
the Hanako one.
Whether let's say CD Projekt Red says, hey, we're going to put out a cartoon series of Cyberpunk 2088, like the writers are going to have to know, did Takamura die or not? Did Johnny Silverhand,
the anime,
you know, do this or did V do this? Like, they're going to have to know that stuff in order to build a narrative.
When's the anime set? Isn't it 2077 the same time?
It's set in 2077 or 2078.
So won't that make more concrete?
Maybe they already have canon for that, right? Like we might find out. Yeah, yeah. So, but that's the question. Is like, basically, what I'm doing is I'm saying you have to pick, you have to pick a canon ending, whether they decide to do that or not. And I still think that it's very strongly that they will. What is the canon ending if you have to pick one?
The Hanukkah one. If I had to pick one, I think they're going to do is that one, because it keeps most characters. Well, depending on your choices of two.
Right. Okay. So yeah. Logan had something you wanted to decide.
I was wondering if the Hanukkah one is considered canon because everyone has to stay alive to progress the story. I'm trying to think. Is there anything in any of the other ones outside of the? I mean. Like the Arasaka Tower has been assaulted a few times. They've come back. Who's to say that because of the way that our story ends, either with Rogue or Pan Am or Solo, that Arasaka doesn't still take his son's body and still and continues the same path. The only difference is that with the Arasaka storyline, we actually see that progress, whereas
find out
with every other one.
I didn't think of that.
Right. Right.
Because they're still alive.
The other big difference is does V leave the city and go on and do other things somewhere else or not? There's
for sure in the Pan Am one.
Right. So if that one is canon, then you could have events happening outside of the city that V is involved with. Or people who can relate to, I heard the story from this guy about this crazy thing about Johnny Silverhand coming back, right? Like, you could tie that stuff in as well.
I think in any of the endings, technically, V leaves the city, like the body, because of the Johnny ending, Johnny gets on the bus and leaves. And
right, but that's
Rogue
but that's
One, you
Johnny,
go to space.
Right? That's not V leaving the city. That's Johnny leaving the city in V's body.
Well, I was more like doing like V's body because...
Right, right. Yeah, I get
what you're saying. You send Johnny into the void there, V comes back and becomes like the legend of Night City. So V doesn't actually leave in that ending.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
So that's different. And V coming back without Johnny as the legend of Night City would be a very different... Like, that's a big deal. Like, people are going to tell that story.
Like V's like that AI you talked about with the blue eye guy. Like that could be a whole nother, that could be a DLC. Like if, maybe not. Cause like a VI fighting the VI you guys were talking about in blue eye. It could either be Johnny or V depending on what choice you made. That's it's true. Either Johnny fighting the VI or V fighting it in the DLC or something like that.
Yeah, that's true.
But one thing I don't understand, like, does V have to be alive to be for an ending to be canon?
Not at all.
Because I was thinking about the last episode with Mr. Blue Eyes and like the Path of Glory ending. Like, I just think it wraps up the story really good when just V dies in a suicide mission and like maybe in future games they will, I don't know,
tell the story of it.
Like V,
a new character.
V, the living, no, the dead legend of Night City.
Legend.
But
yeah,
the dead legend of Night City, and I don't know.
I think that could totally be. I mean, any of them could be the canon ending. You just then would have to take that into consideration. But like going out in a blaze of glory, that could be another big ending. Like people could talk about. Hey, that Johnny Silverhand guy who blew up Arasaka Tower and then showed up, you know, years later as an engram in this person V's head. And then they went out in blaze of glory attacking Arasaka again. Like, that's a cool story, you know, like that's cool. Like, that could be canon.
If I had to throw in my two cents here to maybe guide the conversation, I think that with the canonical ending, the one that best suits what could potentially continue down the path of a V storyline would be the one where you go solo and then you eventually meet up with Mr. Blue Eyes, where he entices you to go up into the Crystal Palace, because that keeps V alive with the potential of being able to deal with the relic and the DLC takes place during the 6 months post Arasaka assault, where you are trying to do whatever you can, because now the enemy is not how do you get into Arasaka Tower to get into their facility to be able to find out if you can get the relic removed. It is now how do you find any other means outside of that to try and get the relic removed while still maintaining your own personality. But that's just my two cents. That's cool. Kind of where I could see it going. But I genuinely like the idea of V going with Pan Am to Arizona to do a different story and take the story away from V and focus on a new character, which I think is a good potential. Because they're bringing in what we suspect is a new game plus, which means if you wanted to play through V's story, you could definitely do that. Or you could continue through the canonical ending where V is gone, whether he's dead or whether he's out of the town or in space, and play through a new character through these side quests. And you're constantly being reminded of the legend of V and how V assaulted the tower and to try and save their life. Mm-hmm. But all kind of different ways. There's potentials for all of them. I think all of them have great potential. I am really curious who wants V to be alive, who wants V to be still inside Night City, who wants V to be off with Pan Am, or who wants Johnny to have taken control.
You guys want to chime in about those?
Oh, I want V to be alive. I just for the DLC, I don't know about the next game, because what Logan was just saying, like, I don't care if, like, for like the next game, like after the DLC, if they do make a next game, if V left eventually, because it not like all the and aren't all the endings, no matter what like route you pick, I can't remember, isn't there one where V lives for each one, like the Corpo, the Nomad, or the Street Kid, like each kind of ending, is there an option where V lives and comes back to, like, well Pan Am leaves, but V is still alive, because I can't remember in Himiko if there's one where
he does stay alive.
He comes back down to Earth. So technically, couldn't there be, okay, back to DLC, couldn't there be DLC as like V coming back to the city for those 6 months, for no matter what ending you pick?
I mean, you could do any of that, sure.
I don't think V would be involved in DLC. I just had the thought that what if this was just a taste of what Johnny can do? And what if he wants to resurrect himself and somehow alt, and they can come back to freaking... I mean, there was one part in a Night City Wire where someone asked the question, can we burn down Night City? And he laughed and said, well, you know, it's not exactly, not yet, but... And that's what I think could be a DLC.
Interesting. I'm sorry, go on. We're kind of running out of time, so I want to steer the conversation a little bit. Here's the thing is, just three thoughts. One, I think V's story is done. Yeah. I don't think we're going to get any more V. Two, I think Johnny's story is done also. I don't think we're going to get any more Johnny. Three, and we mentioned this on the last episode, the main character of these stories is Night City. The main character in Cyberpunk is Night City. So whatever we get for a canon ending and potential DLC needs to do Night City, the main character, the most justice. And with that in mind, what do you think makes the most sense for a canon ending? And I just want to get some quick chime-ins because we only have a few minutes left. So each one of you just say, like, this, I think this ending is probably... If Night City is the main character, regardless of what happens to anybody else, this ending makes the most sense for that.
Pan Am's one, because then V leaves, everyone practically leaves, and you just go with Night City as...
Okay. So Kather's going for Pan Am ending. Okay, yeah, that could open up other things as well. Pan Am's
not needed for the Night City. Night City is Night City.
Night City is Night City.
I know, okay. But I want to play as her.
Yeah. Jay, what do you think? Simp.
Well, I think because I figured out a way to get Pan Am out of the game I figured out how to ditch her for the whole rest of the game by accident. Just talk to Saul before they go get the basilisk, and Pan Am will just freak out and leave you alone. That was by accident. I discovered that. Uh-huh. But I think that they're going to become Night City legends and just be warred around the street of, oh, what happened? Well, I heard this, I heard that. Mm. Hence, they're going to become Night City legends, and no one's ever going to know what truly happened.
That could happen. Okay. So, but which ending do you think then is still canon?
No, that's it. I don't think there's
a canon. You don't think there's a canon ending?
Yeah.
Internally, even the writers themselves know.
I think that's the, I think they gave us so many choices for a reason because, like, you know, when people ask, is what happened to Johnny? You know, what happened to Johnny? I heard this, I heard that.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
That could work.
Toasty, Lena? What do you think? Toasty? You guys are just like, I don't know.
I'm repeating myself, but I think I would choose the V going to the, is it called Crystal Palace Casino thing? Because, like, I think it wraps up this whole thing of Night City swallowing certain people and then making V a legend and stuff like this. So I would choose this ending.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Toasty?
All right, so I learned some very key things from Cyberpunk 2077. All right.
Okay.
Those key things are, if you don't die and get your own drink in the afterlife, are you even, like, does it even matter? You don't matter.
Right. Right.
And I also learned that regardless of the situation, Johnny Silverhand lives forever. So there, I think that the canonical ending is the one where Johnny, I guess, either situation, it doesn't really matter, but a situation that ends up with Johnny taking the body off and V being dead, because then gets name in the afterlife, a drink in the afterlife, and Johnny lives on still because he just doesn't die. This is just not allowed.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And the DLC would be Johnny then.
Well, the DLC could be anything.
I kind of agree with Tom that we're going to stay in Night City. It doesn't really matter.
Right. But that's the thing, is the DLC could be anything.
All the DLC takes you away from Night City. So I don't, it really matters.
Yeah. I don't know that we're leaving.
Or all the endings.
So I think anything we get for DLC is going to be a different story. Like, market now. I don't know for sure, but the DLC that we get, if it's a story DLC, will be stories in Night City of other, and your playable character is none of the characters that you've already been or met.
Hot take, the DLC for Cyberpunk, the first one, is playing as Ciri from The Witcher during her adventures into the other universes.
There you go.
That would be amazing. The crossover. She does, that would be so amazing.
Just as a counterpoint, I will say that my thoughts on the DLC will take place during the same storyline before the final mission with V, and it will be expanded content in the different zones. I don't think until we get a full-fledged DLC, I think the next DLC we get is going to be Crystal Kingdom.
Well, there you go. We'll have to find out. Yeah, I think any ending with the most, like, the city wins and everybody gets swallowed up and the most terrible stuff happens, that's the one I think is going to be canon.
Oh, and Arasaka blows up in the one that I was saying too. Yeah, that's also a thing I learned, is that Arasaka always has to blow up.
Always has to blow up.
Yes.
Hmm.
I see where Jay's coming in with the idea that all of the stories are both canonical and not canonical, because the truth is in the perception of what V is.
Yeah.
Like, no one was there to see what actually happened to V, but there are rumors of potentially what have happened. And that's how they play at the angle that it's everyone's ending was the canonical one. It's like, oh yeah, I heard that V just offed himself on a rooftop. Well, that was how Tom did it. And then someone else is like, oh well, I remember hearing about the Eldecados breaking into Arasaka at some point. And it's like, was that another mission or was that actually V? And they're like, I think it was V. It's like, okay, well, that's how that canonical ending works out.
Mm-hmm.
And it just depends on who you talk to in the streets of Night City.
That'd be really cool.
I think all of these are legitimate. I think you guys all have very legitimate reasons for thinking any of these things are possible. Like, I think that these are all some really cool perspectives on this. This is why it's fun to talk this through with everybody, you know? Well, we're hitting the end of the show. We're wrapping things up. And thank you again for joining us, everybody. This has been a very, very silly and yet kind of intense conversation. And what's going to be fun is, like, 6 months from now when we find out, like, what actually is happening and we go, hey, remember when we were having that conversation? We all chimed in and we were all wrong. Like,
oh, we're wrong.
But, you know, but maybe one of us is right. Who knows? We're just gonna have to find out. Well, here, let's go back through everybody. We're gonna go back through backwards, and feel free to let people know how to get a hold of you. And you're welcome to just say, hey, just shoot me a note on Discord. And if there's anything else you're doing that's super cool and you want to kind of share with everyone, let's start with Kather.
You can get me on Discord. I'm not on there a lot, especially recently. But I'll try to be on there more. That's just it. I'm on Discord.
All right. Yeah. Reach out.
There might be a name change soon here to Turbo Toboggan. Keep a lookout for that.
Toboggan. And if you are missing out on, or if you are craving more wacky, wacky conversation, make sure you're a patron. So you have the whole pre-show conversation, which yes, friends, I will be including this week for sure. There's a good 15 minutes of just wackiness that happens before the actual show. So it's $3. You can get all that goodness.
It's actual good audio content too, and not just them playing with the background of their picture things.
Yes, so that's true.
I don't know how they do.
All right, J-Ray.
If you're on Discord, I'm just J-Ray2021 or just J-Ray21. On Instagram, I'm living.an.epic. And yeah, so you can talk to me on Discord or yeah.
Cool. And my dog is barking at me, so that's fun. Toasty, share your stuff.
Lena, go first.
Toasty wants to go last. All right, Lena, go ahead.
Thank you. So you can hit me up on Discord on the Lena or Trantle tier. I didn't know this was such a hard name to pronounce in English, actually. I don't know. So,
sorry.
So hit me up on Discord. Like, I've been creeping on many channels, actually. So you'll see me. I probably even talk to you.
Jeez. She might stoop to your level and deem you worthy of a conversation.
All right, Toasty.
I've been Toasty. You know what you should really do, though, listeners? You should come listen to the Witcher Lorecast tomorrow night at 9 Eastern. Is that right? I'm not in the Eastern time zone, so it throws me off.
Monday nights, yep.
Yes, we're going to be talking about the Witcher schools. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool and follow both myself at So Thanatos at all caps on Twitter and Witcher Lorecast on Twitter as well.
Yeah, Witcher Lorecast has been doing great. We're what, 5 episodes in now? And we've already cracked the top 100.
I just saw how Jelani spelled my name, and this is.
Oh,
can we just all agree
E's.
How awful that is?
That's even better. I like that. I'm going to go with that from now on. Toasty, Captain Logan, what do you got going on, buddy?
Keelhauled community episode is going up live now. I'm posting it for the patrons first. Everyone else gets it on Monday. We dove into the Plunder Games because Sea Thieves needed to get into the Olympic scene, so that's going on. Other than that, if you guys want to talk to me about Cyberpunk or anything else, feel free to hit me up on Twitter at @CAPT_LOGUN. You can always hit me up on the Discord and the Cyberpunk channels or the Keelhauled channels, whichever ones you want to. And Lena, thank you for staying up late or waking up early. Appreciate it. Kather, I hope you feel better. J-Ray, I hope you murdered a lot of people while we were going. Toasty, stop upstaging people. And Tom, thank you so much.
I'm going to let you guys argue off.
Upstaging off people. Show.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time. Bye. Have a good week. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cyberpunk Lorecast. This show is a part of the Robots Radio Network, smart podcasts for interesting people. If you'd like to help support the show, please tell a friend and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. If you'd like to get in contact, please send an email to cyberpunklorecast@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter @cyberpunklore. Also, join the community on the Robots Radio Discord. The link is in the show notes. The music on the show was written and performed by The Midnight and was used with their permission. Go check them out at themidnightofficial.com. Until next time, stay safe in Night City. We'll talk to you later.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Have you ever wondered how deep the Elder Scrolls lore rabbit hole goes? Have you got a grasp of the basics and want to find out more about the universe? Written in Uncertainty is here to help you. We'll be mixing in philosophy, theology, and whatever other theory is useful with Elder Scrolls texts to untangle some of the biggest questions in the series, like what are Dragonbreaks, how does Chim work, where did the Dwemer go, and more. Check us out at writteninuncertainty.com or find Written in Uncertainty on any podcatcher. Thanks for listening, and catch you later in the Grey Maybe of Tamriel.
In a world where solid-state electronics and vacuum tubes are still meta, people never stop loving atomic-powered everything. A chosen 500 stepped inside a subterranean vault to be spared the nuclear horror of the inevitable Great War. 25 years later, they emerge after the fallout settles to retake Appalachia. Among them, two former rivals whose blood feud will tear West Virginia apart and their epic struggle for survival. Chad, a vault bro who has a strength of 15, an intelligence of 2, and is a complete wasteland dickhead. Simon, a complicated anti-hero who chooses light and hope, but accidentally becomes a cannibal, and wakes up naked and afraid with a Scorch Beast Queen after a date goes terribly wrong. What? I mean, it's a wild wasteland, right? This dark humor radio drama will have you driving off the road and crawling out from under the fallout. Two men. One wasteland. And so many nukes. Chad, a Fallout 76 podcast, rated R. Now streaming on your holotape player podcasty thing.
Hello, Vault Dwellers. Join me, Jaxus, Sassy Lady Roamer, Eric, and the creator, Maverick, as we take topics from the Fallout universe and discuss them with other diverse individuals. We can be found wherever you listen to your podcast. You can follow us on YouTube. You can also find us on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it using @FalloutRTD. You can send us an email using falloutrtd@gmail.com. Join us. The conversation has already started.